The church Notre-Dame de Maya is a Romanic building renowned for its ornamental layout. A building mentioned from the 9th century preceded the current church. Two marble columns framing the western gate may have been reused by this first place of worship. In the 11th century, the sanctuary is donated to the Abbey Benedictine of Sauxilange. It is classified as historic monument as early as in 1859. Today, the municipality and the association Les Amis de l'Église de Maya are working to promote the historic, cultural and spiritual dimensions of the site. The church was built towards the end of the 12th century, then modified in the 15th and the 19th centuries. The main material is arkose, which is a gold-colored local stoneware. It helps distinguish the former parts of the head in five sides. It is rare to see such an abundant outside decoration in Low Auvergne. This is where we recognize the Western form and thus influences of France. Five bows finally decorated with rinceau, roll, palmette and chevron rest on capitals. There you can see vegetable baskets and motifs of the Romanic bestiary such as griffins, a lion rolled up on itself and faced eagles. A ledge on modillions surmounts the set where human faces and animal heads become entangled. The stressed reliefs accentuate the expression of the men blowing or holding their chin. You can also see an unchased monkey and steel silhouettes of bull and goat. At the end of the Middle Ages, a defensive room was built on this Romanic head. Now go to the gate that is opened under several arches in full round arch. Under tailloirs, decorated with rinceau, alternate enigmatic characters. In the representation of a bare woman breastfeeding, there are two snakes intermingled. It could be the recollection of the goddess mother Gaia and the Christian's denunciation of lust. Whereas a man carrying a wallet made out of stitch and a dress of frieze can be a warning against miserliness. That is an invitation to generosity or another allegory of prosperity. Inside, the bent nave in broken cradle was lined with chapels in the 15th century. It precedes an apse in three semicircular parts, which, as you may remember, join the external plan in five sides. This setup of southern influence would be a declension of the plan of the first Christians' baptistries. The decoration focuses again on the capitals. Among the developed subjects, there are griffins faced around a cup, siren, and an owl wasting a tod, and with bearded men on both sides of a twisted column.